Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. And Patrick, you said to start off the month of December that it looks like what? For gas prices, we're sort of in this period of limbo. Are we going to just kind of see prices hover around the $2 a gallon mark kind of until New Year's? Is that what you're kind of projecting?
You know, I think we will. We're going to bounce around because, as we all know, prices in Indianapolis, price cycle, that is, stations raise prices, then lower them for 1 to 2 weeks, and then prices go right back up. But I think we're kind of going to be dancing right around that $2 mark. Some days we'll be over, some days we'll be under. Looking at prices just here in the last 12 hours, we have started to see stations go up to $2.09 a gallon. So if you're out there, if your tank is low, if you find a station for under $1.90, probably a good time to fill it up because a lot of stations are going up to $2.09 a gallon.
And do you expect that to happen throughout the week, or is this just kind of a one-day thing?
It'll be a 1 or 2 day thing. As stations go up to $2.09, I think most others are going to be pretty quick to join. But then by later this week, prices will start to go down a couple cents a day. By the weekend, we could see a couple stations back under $2. And that's kind of how these price cycles go. They don't last very long, but it's really inconvenient if you got to fill up. Those 170 prices that we saw are disappearing and being replaced temporarily by 209s.
Well, also, and you're looking at travel for, you know, for Thanksgiving and probably also for Christmas as well, we're going to probably have less number of people traveling for the holidays, but people are still going to travel. And then we're, of course, waiting for the coronavirus vaccine to have distribution. So it's like those two things. How are those influencing gas prices?
Well, you know, demand has been weak. It looks like from preliminary numbers we have, Thanksgiving was fairly quiet. And there certainly were a handful of people that hit the roads, maybe more than a handful, but not as many as what we saw last year. By our count, gasoline demand over a few days on Thanksgiving was down over 20 to 25% from year-ago levels. That's maybe a good sign that people are staying closer to home. What that all means, well, there's still a lot of optimism in markets about oil prices, though oil has faded a little bit off of last week's high at 45. We are now down to about $44.50 a barrel. So we're still, though, near a pandemic high when it comes to oil. And I think we're going to kind of stay there until we start to see that vaccine be distributed across the U.S. and we start to see, you know, some additional signs of life returning back to normal.
I'm hearing too that, you know, initially only like hospital workers and people who are really vulnerable to the virus are going to get the vaccine first, and before it becomes more a widespread distribution. Do you think that has an impact at all on gas prices as to who gets the vaccine?
Probably not so much, as long as it's getting out there. I think it doesn't really matter, you know, what Americans are getting at first. The Americans that do, you know, will probably be just simply the first to be able to get back out there to normal. So whenever it does start showing up, I think we will start to see prices accelerate more so when that begins to happen.
Are you seeing most of these prices go up to 209 kind of around the Midwest?
That's what it's looking like. Michigan, Indiana, Ohio. In fact, some of the most widespread of an increase I've seen in quite some time. We started to see prices across the Great Lakes go up yesterday. Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Virginia, Missouri, even Florida, Illinois, Wisconsin, West Virginia all went up starting late last night. And so we are not alone. Stations probably did not want to raise prices just ahead of Thanksgiving, so now they've waited for it to be done, and here we are with the price cycle.
All right, he is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much for your insights, as always. We appreciate it, and be safe. Thanks a lot, man.
My pleasure.